Hi, everybody. My name's Auntie Jane, and I'd like to begin by paying my respects to the traditional custodians of this land where we are meeting upon today, for its elders and past and present, and even for the South Agassiz people who have passed away and who are still here today on Aboriginal land. Thank you from Auntie Jane.
We recognise the self-advocates who have worked very hard over many years for their rights and human rights for all.
Hello and welcome to another Raising Our Voices show on 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital Radio, and 3cr.org.au. We are a self-advocacy radio show run by people with disability, about people with disability. Nothing about us without us. Today's show is about the Empowered program. Empowered is an education and advocacy program that supports people with a cognitive disability to understand, respect rights and relationships. The program provides resources and information about healthy and respectful relationships, consent, safety, rights and privacy, and technology. The program uses peer educators to create and deliver training. This means it is run by and for people with disability, which is great. Now let's check who is here today.
I'm Chris from Habersay Bendigo.
I'm Rachel. I'm from Empowered. She, her pronouns.
I am Maddie. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm from the Empowered program.
I'm Josh. My preferred pronouns are they, them. I'm also from the Empowered program.
And Sky, my pronouns are they, them as well.
I am Simo, and welcome.
I'm Louise. I'm from Habersay Bendigo as well.
And I'm James from many self-advocacy groups.
You're from everywhere, James.
I'm from everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Like Bon Jovi.
Today we are talking about the Empowered program. What does Empowered with a capital ED stands for?
So the Empowered with a capital ED, the ED stands for education, and one of our goals is to help everybody that uses our program to feel educated and empowered, ultimately to try to prevent slash mitigate harm.
So I think that the ED really shines a light on how education really helps people with cognitive disabilities to learn about themselves and how to be part of society. Yeah.
Very well said.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Can you tell us about the history of where the program came from?
Yeah. It happened around about 15 or 16 years ago, and it was originally Associate Professor's Patsy Frawley. That was her project from the beginning. And she came to our area for the Gippsland area and wanted to ask us if anyone who was interested in doing it. And a group of us said yes, and we've been doing it ever since that long. We have changed from 5 different names down to 4 different names and now down to 1. The Empowered. It used to start with just getting paid basically a $50 gift voucher each time we did a program originally for quite a while, because at the time we didn't have anyone trying to help us. So we basically had outreach at the time that who helped us in a white sort of thing, but it was mainly Alicia Gilliard who happened to be there at the time, and she used to work at the different shire councils. She believed we should be given some sort of payment of how we started. And then Outreach gave it to CASA. It started off with Jane Barr, who happens to be the CEO of Gippsland Centre Against Sexual Assaults, so Gipps CASA. She said, "How about you guys? Would you like to be paid?" And we all said, "Yes, please." So that's how we started being paid from CASA from, I can't remember how long ago that was, but it's been quite a while, for a long time now. And we finished the old program late last year, and then we took a break. We had to finish that one because we were told that they're going to come back eventually if we got the funding. And when we got the extra funding, we did. But we had to rename the group, and we were allowed to change everything over because we got Fed Uni involved, that's over from our way. And Jo Porter and her group helped us with doing the new videos because we had old videos, I forgot to say that, and now we got the new videos. We did it completely different. We're trying to make things positive out of the negative side of things. So that's what we decided. That's what we call us as empowered for, because we wanted to empower the education and make sure people feel whatever they feel, hopefully feel comfortable what we're trying to do. So that's the history of empowered.
So that was a really good summary, Rachel. Because we used to only get vouchers, $50 gift vouchers, and that's where the peer educators said, we really need to be paid properly if we're going to deliver a program. So it was quite bold of Jane, especially, to say, no, we need to pay these people properly because they are people. And to have a job, it's not just something that we give out for free.
I also have something to add. So, a big part of the Empowered program is the co-design of the program. So, people with disabilities helped co-design this program, and we ran some pilot programs with individuals who had done the previous program, and we got feedback from that that was very positive and very well received. So now, as we run the program, we make sure we do gain feedback from the individuals that we run the program with, as well as make sure that we ask them, is there anything else that we should be teaching, or is there any other topics that you would be interested in learning about, so that we can continue to improve our program.
Okay.
Very good.
What do you do now?
So our main mode of content delivery is we run the program in 10 to 12 sessions with a group of participants, all with some kind of disability. We provide education on consent, reproductive health, the LGBTQIA plus community, online safety, reporting sexual assault, family, partner, and sexual violence, and types of relationships. We also attend expos and community forums and events to get the word out about what we do. Thank you, Maddie, for all that text.
You're welcome.
I might just add to that, if that's all right. I guess I would say that with the old program, it was pretty evident that we needed to really update it because it was very different the way it used to be run. And so, as part of the new funding that we received last year, that Empowered received last year, because I, for full disclosure, I used to work on this program, so I know a bit about it. And so, we got the new funding, which included funding to update the program to really help the people doing the program to be empowered to be able to live their lives that they want to live. So it was really designed in a way with the help, as Rach said, from Joe Porter from Federation University to help empower design the new program and to be able to, as Josh said, to run it as a pilot with the people that have already done the old program and now the new program.
And to highlight again around the old program, to jump in on that, the old program, a lot of feedback and information I've heard about it because, full disclosure, I didn't do the old program. It was very academic. So the videos were 11 minutes long, whereas now they stick to 3 minutes. The guidebooks, there was a lot of words. And we've been told by some peer educators that did that program that they never read it because it was so thick and condensed. But now we've made it so much easier to digest and understand, as well as made it in plain English. And we're also working on an easy English book as well.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing, isn't it? Because we're working with people with cognitive disabilities, and sometimes it's hard to take in new information if you haven't heard it before.
100%.
It's so cool to have you on this, Sky, to be able to contrast your veteran knowledge with us, the new generation, and what we know.
Oh, thank you. That's
Yes, Sky
lovely.
has more experience on this program than Josh and I combined.
Okay.
Thank you. And Rach too. Rach is a veteran too.
Absolutely.
All right. What is the goal of the Empowered program?
I'll say something. The goal is to help people with cognitive disabilities to understand, to try and stop them from being sexually assaulted or raped or family protector type stuff. Try to prevent it, but at the same time, whoever has been prevented, to know where they can go to for help and for the, and the people they trust so they can go and get the help they may need. So that's what our program, our goal is, to help that kind of stuff. So anybody else want to say something about that?
Yeah, I think as well, as I mentioned earlier, the goal of the Empowered program as well is to empower the individual to feel really confident in their knowledge around what's right and what's wrong. So something that I think is really important that we provide education about is reproductive health. So that looks at breast examinations, it looks at cervical checks, it looks at prostate checks and bowel screenings. And so, throughout all of that, we can provide education to individuals about these areas of concern that could be happening and what signs and symptoms to look out for. So, we're looking to prevent and mitigate any form of harm, whether that is sexual violence or physical illness. So that's something that I'm very proud of about this program.
So, just to add to what everyone else was saying, I suppose the main goal of the program is that we know through research that people with cognitive disabilities, so that's people with intellectual disabilities or acquired brain injury, are 3 times more likely to have suffered from sexual assault and family violence. So,
Yeah, we've got what you call, and you guys have probably got in different areas too, but we've got a soccer team in Morwell, and they're actually the police force behind all that, as well as a nurse. Some people are afraid of the police, so they're very afraid of talking to soccer, so if they don't actually have to do report if they don't feel comfortable reporting, but if they want someone, they can go with someone to go and report if they want to. They don't have to, but that's their choice. But that's part of what soccer team do. They investigate what's happened.
And so the SOCET acronym stands for Sexual Offences and Child Abuse Team. So they are people that investigate specifically sexual offences and child abuse. And so when you hear the term SOCET and you hear child abuse, you think, oh, this is only for children to have access to this team, but no, it's for all individuals. They have the two different categories of the sexual offences, then the child abuse team. So the soccer team help individuals who have experienced any form of sexual assault or violence and provide information and resources.
We'll be right back after a couple of announcements, and we chose a song called We Are Family by Sister Sledge.
Which is a very good song.
Hey, Maddie and Jai, I hear you've got a deadly event happening on December 2nd. Can you please tell us a bit more about it?
Hi, I'm Jai Haynes. I'm a Tomagini tribe man from Tasmania.
Hi, my name's Madeline. I'm a Gujitamara Wurundjeri woman.
We're all members of the Deadly First Nation shout-out group, or the Deadlies as we call it.
The Deadlies is a self-advocacy group for First Nations people with disabilities.
The Deadlies accept all First Nations people with a disability to join in our self-advocate group, other activities and events. We are proud First Nations people. We have made a documentary called Being Deadly, and we want to invite you all along to the launch. Being Deadly will be launched
On December the 2nd at 10:30 a.m. at the Koori Trust building at Federation Square.
to RSVP, please call Sally on 0402 004 858 or email us at dfn@saru.org.au.
We hope to see you there December the 2nd at 10:30 a.m. at the Koori Trust building at Federation Square. Woo!
You're listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR 855 AM, 3CR digital and streaming at 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disability for people with disability. Nothing about us without us.
Today we are talking about the Empowered Program. The Empowered Program is an education and advocacy program that supports people with a cognitive disability to understand respect and rights and relationships.
How is the program run?
So there's a bit of preparation before the program. So we sit down as a team and identify who's going to do what portion of the program. So we have the acknowledgement of country and introduction to the topic. And then we typically have like a warm-up activity just kind of to build that connection with the group of people. We typically also bring snacks. And then we watch the video and we have specific talking points of the video that we discuss with the group. And then we have another activity that we do afterwards, typically that aligns with the learnings from the video. And then from there, we wrap up, and that's how the program is typically run. And we also have a counselor advocate, I forgot to mention, who attends the program with us, where we kind of are all smiley, friendly faces and really happy to be there because we love what we do. I don't think I've met a single peer educator that doesn't like this.
What we do is we get comfortable with a group of people, see if they're interested in what we're doing, and we stay there. And then if they feel comfortable, because we do whatever they do first, like they're relaxing, they're in their sort of thing. Like, let's just say they're doing, they have, say, like a meal lunchtime thing, and we just go there for lunch and see how they react. And, we explain what but we do sort of the introductions differently than what we used to do. And we sort of get them comfortable to get to know who we are. So we get comfortable to see who we are. And then later on, when they feel comfortable doing it, we ask the ones who are in sort of groups, the group people sort of side of things. We're saying, when do they want to actual start the actual program? And if do, then whoever's interested, that's when we get the actual forms if they're interested in doing it. And then they go by the support coordinator, or they go by the manager, and they will, with their support person, and answer
whatever questions before they get back into the group, sort of thing. So they sign a form, have their emails, etc., sort of situation. That's how it runs at from the beginning
Yeah.
before we start actually doing actual programs. So we sort
And
of
when we s sorry, Rach.
that's
When we say
okay.
program, we mean the video and the booklets that we have. So it's not like a PowerPoint presentation. It's just more of like a specific video. And so we have peer educator books, but we also provide books for the individuals, the participant pack. So we typically take them with us during the running of the program, but then on that final day, we typically leave it with them so they have that information to take home with them.
I just wanted to add that the general vibe of one of the program sessions is less of a lecture where the peer educators are telling the participants, this is the way things are, write this down. It's a lot more, I'd say, akin to a study group, something a bit more collaborative. There's back and forth. We'd ask people, what does it mean to them regarding a given topic? What do they think it means? How has this applied? Not how has this applied?
And they relate to this, but then it's also
Thanks,
encouraged
Maddie.
that we share our perspective. So even though we're running the program, we're also doing the program. And so basically, it's just like it doesn't appear very formal. We're not there as like we are teachers and educators and blah, blah, blah. We are their peers. We are their people that have that lived experience of experiencing some form of cognitive disability. So we go in there and meet them where they're at and educate them the best that we can. But also, half the time I get in there and I'm like, I don't know what we're doing today, but it's going to be sick and I'm excited about it.
And I guess that's the yeah, I think that, as you said, Josh, it is a bit like a study group, so it doesn't seem very formal, and it's not very formal because the videos, especially how they're being created now, they're only, as you said, they're only 3 minutes long, so it's pretty quick, and it leaves lots of time and energy for the participants to be able to think about what they've just seen and to be able to talk about it and relate it to in their own lives. And so I think that's a really great distinction of the for the program.
Very well put, Maddie and Sky.
So, who is the program for and where is the program run?
Well, the program is for people with cognitive disabilities, and where is this program run? It's around all the Gippsland areas at the moment.
We
So
come
it's
to you.
yeah, we come to you. So we also are going out to Stratford, which is I think Lakes Entrance, like around the lakes area. So we're based in Gippsland, but we go wherever we are wanted within a certain travel distance because we have peer educators all over the place where they've got peer educators near Sale, we've got Warragul, we've got Wonthaggi, like we're everywhere. So
There's even like today, Josh and I did the Droom one today, and then Josh went over to Moi. So,
And I was working with people there, peer educators who'd traveled in from 2 hours away.
basically, it's run wherever we can do it, and with whomever we can do it with, who is interested and meets the kind of certain expectation of who we'll be running the program with.
So at the moment, the program is run
In
from
Gippsland.
in Gippsland from GCASA, from Gippsland Centre Against Sexual Assault.
All right. Where can listeners find out more about the Empowered program?
I'll let one of you guys do that.
No worries. So, if you want to find out more about the Empowered program, You can find us on Facebook by typing The Empowered at GCASA, GCASA, or you can email us at empowered@gipscasa.org. So GIPSCASA is spelled GIPPSCASA.org.
Yeah, so I think the Facebook group, the Facebook page is a really great way to connect with the Empowered program. So what we'll do is we'll put the contact details for Empowered on the Raising Our Voices Facebook page as well, so that people can find the information there as well and click through to it.
If you have only just turned in, we are raising our voices on 3CR 8:55 a.m. Today we talked about the Empowered program. For more information about the program, you can go to Facebook and type in Empowered at GCASA or email empowered@gipscasa.org.
We may have talked about some upsetting or stressful topics. This might have brought up some difficult feelings today for people listening. If you need to talk to someone, please phone Lifeline on 13 11 14, Beyond Blue at 1300 22 4636, or 1800 Respect on 1800 737 732. 1800 Respect is a specific number for people who experience any family or sexual violence, or additionally, you could speak to somebody that you trust.
I would like to thank the guest speakers that came on today, the Empowered group. Thanks, Maddie, Josh, and Rachel. For coming today.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
That's okay.
Very good.
Really enjoyed being here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really great to hear.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to Resonant Voices on 3CR on 8:55 a.m. Resonant Voices is a radio show run by people with disability for people with disability. Join us next month, where we'll be talking about International Day with People with Disability. Stay tuned on 3CR.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.